I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Vanilla Ice was supposed to play a show here on the 4th of July.
Of course, everybody was thinking about you.
I'm glad to know that I am the Central Texas authority on Vanilla Ice, because it had to have... I'm not kidding. It had to have been sent to me 100 times. Like, I didn't know that I knew 100 people. Just random people were not just when it was happening, but then also after it canceled, people were like, oh, I bet Jason is so sad. No, I was sad that it was happening from the start.
He's the epitome of guy who will throw a concert in coronavirus.
See, yeah, that is an unfortunate opinion. That is incorrect.
Really, it wasn't, because he did.
No, he didn't. He pulled the plug on things.
But he had it booked. He pulled the plug like so last minute.
I don't believe that was his choice.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way he was the one that was like, you know what, guys?
Well,
I think he got in trouble with Travis County.
Well, right? I think it's outside of Travis County. Or at least they were outside of the... I mean, because how is that place even open? How is the... It's old
a restaurant.
Right? Oh, right. Yeah, I guess it's the 51% rule, mm-hmm, whatever, yeah, type thing. As I understand it, there were like... 8 tickets sold. Like,
I think
there
was 84. Yeah, you're right. It's not a lot.
And so, there was probably not going to be anybody. You know what? It probably would have been
just fine.
Yeah, perfectly safe to distance.
Could he really get into his flow though, Jason? Really get into the swing of things and sing that one hit that he had? And
how dare you?
What,
all right,
what?
Ninja Rap was a very strong follow up. Mm-hmm. Okay,
was it?
Yes,
a
go,
strong
yeah.
follow up.
It was a totally acceptable follow-up.
Nick, will you Google that for me, please? How far did that reach in the charts? How much money did that song make him?
All right.
Is it the one that goes, go ninja, go ninja, go?
You know the song.
Well, just because I think you've probably played it on this show before.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I heard it with... my own ears at my own time.
I don't know why you got to be throwing shade of Vanilla Ice.
Just
now,
like how my vacation ways rubbed off on you, and now you're an out of town lover. your stupid Vanilla Ice has rubbed off on me, and not that I like it.
Welcome,
but it's in the brain. It's in the.
Now we're even.
No, you got a way better deal out of it.
I don't know if I did, because man, after staycationing for a week, I got to say, being at home is great.
Well, it's nice if you got a pool.
Yeah, but that's...
fancy ass bitch. I got no pool at my house, sitting around just sweating in my own waist.
Well, it's because you got a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
That's a good point. I did get a new kitchen. And I got room for a pool anyway. I don't know. It's miserable. Life is miserable. I'm miserable today.
All right.
I'm very grumpy.
I feel bad, but your misery is making me feel so much better. I was ready to be human and just what's the point? But no.
Yeah.
What is the point?
I feel like you were worse an hour ago or 2 hours ago, and then you got better for a little bit, and now
I forgot
you're
back about
to
all
bad.
My woes for a minute, and then they came back to me, and I'm all full of woes again.
Well, uh-huh. I mean, that's what we're here for, so. You're welcome.
Can I take the woes out of you?
Can you take the woes?
I mean, I don't know. I don't want your woes. I would rather...
I don't think they would stick to you.
Yeah. Then give me your woes if they're...
take them.
Oh, don't do that. Definitely don't do that.
Get rid of them.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Back from New Braunfels, tweets of Jason and Deb says, Deb, life is not miserable. It's dreadful.
It is dreadful.
You know, I hung out with Aiden on, I don't know, what day was that? A million years ago? He was a fun kid.
Yeah.
Fun kid.
Yeah. Yeah, when you actually interact with him and talk to him, I'm sure that, you know, he has a personality.
He's got a VR thing.
Oh.
Yeah. It's spooky in there, man. I do not recommend it. Did you like it? It's just...
I put one on once at the library back when that was a thing, when you had to go to places. Uh-huh. And share headsets with strangers. Ew, gross. But I was in a shark tank. It was freaking terrifying. The shark would come up and rip some bars off, and then you just keep going down deeper and deeper and deeper, and the shark's still coming at you.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
It was fun.
Why would somebody, why would you purposefully do that to yourself?
Why not? It's fun. You know, it's not really real. You can't really die. Not really.
Yeah, I mean, unless if you die in the game, then you really die.
Dead. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Is that how it works?
What was the game he was playing, or what was he doing?
I don't really understand it. It's some sort of a musical type thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, boomer.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh God, I'm so alone. Please, Debo, keep say love me on the phone.
Deb calls a random... No, wait, not that, right?
We're not calling anyone randomly. We're calling...
Don't do that, man.
We're calling specific people nowadays. You can email us, morningx@krox.com. If you want us to email, to call someone for you, we can call your friends, your relatives, your family, maybe even the people that you're sharing a house with during quarantine lockdown because you're grateful for them. And that's who we got a letter from today. We got a letter from Jacqueline. She says, hi, Deb. I want to nominate my husband, Patrick, for an I Love You call. We've been listening to your show for years, and I know he would be so happy and embarrassed to be on it. He's a new dad, working full-time, and recently sober during a pandemic. God bless him. Thank you from Jacqueline. All right.
All right, then.
I used to date a guy who would call his penis Patrick.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's a known Deb thing.
You know, he was the French-Mexican.
I don't know who that person is, but why?
I can't remember. It had something to do with a show that we were watching
like
at some
Patrick
point.
From SpongeBob.
I don't know who that is, but...
He's a pink starfish.
That's scary. Oh, hello?
This is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. This is Jason, Deb, and Nick from 101X. Hi, how are you?
Love you.
What's up, guys?
It's weird when you do that, Jason. Stop shoving it out like that, all right?
Love you too, Jason.
Oh, thanks, right, buddy.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We appreciate that. Yeah, your lovely wife, Jacqueline, wrote us an email and wanted to nominate you for the I Love You call. And I know you got a lot going on right now. You're a new dad. I'm sure that's important. And you're working full time. But what's this not drinking during the pandemic? How are you doing that?
I mean, no way to explain it.
No way to explain it. Just goddamn willpower. How are you doing that with a newborn as well? How old's your child?
She's almost 3 months.
Almost 3 months.
So, wow.
Born right in the mix.
Are you guys getting any sleep or what?
She's not. I have managed to squeeze in some sleep.
That's good. That's good. And you're working full time as well, right? Are you working from home?
I am, yeah.
That's good.
Oh.
We want to keep you safe away from all the gross germs.
What do you do, Patrick?
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm in commercial real estate, so I help companies find homes.
Mm, that's pretty cool. Is anyone moving nowadays? Yeah. Everyone's just moving
it's
out.
A little bit slower.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, it's a little bit slower.
I imagine. Yeah, it's weird to think how certain industries are being affected by everything that's going on.
I saw a thing that people that are making yard signs, that industry is just booming because everybody's doing like the drive-by birthday parties and stuff like that.
Oh, I know what you mean. Like the big giant letters and numbers and stuff. Yeah, I saw some giant numbers outside someone's house recently.
Get into big giant letters, Patrick.
Yeah, that's what you...
that was my next plan.
Giantnumbers.com.
Right into that.
What else are we going to do? Yeah, we have nothing else to do. Wow, yeah, this has got to be strange though, right? Like... You think about having a child and you want to go around and show them off to everybody.
You
and
see the baby.
See, look at the baby.
Zoom.
Look at the baby. Yeah, and no one can see the baby in real life, I guess.
And she's actually a beautiful baby.
Oh, I'm sure she is. What's her name?
Her name's Annie.
Hi, Annie. Hmm. I got a little cousin.
I'm actually in quarantine still, so I'm all by myself.
Oh, what? Really? Did you get exposed to someone?
Yeah, so I'm at the end of it, but a couple of weeks ago I was diagnosed.
Oh, with COVID?
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, how are your symptoms?
I'll try not to cough into the phone.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think we can catch it through here.
Were you very sick? Obviously, you've only just found out a couple of weeks ago, but you sound okay.
Yeah, so the first few days were kind of scary, but then I bounced back.
Wow.
It's just the boredom.
Yeah, yeah, and you can't hug your kid or kiss your wife.
That's right. That's the worst part.
So, are you in like a spare bedroom or something?
I was, and then I've moved into. So after the 10th day, you can go to a hotel if you're not having any symptoms. So that's where I'm at.
Oh my
lord! We were actually moving the day that that I found out that I was sick, and my wife just thought I had what she calls the dad flu.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Which is, I come down with that anytime that there's any housework going on.
Yeah, of course.
Good thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Good thinking.
Oh, yeah.
So I was able to get out of that, out of moving for.
Oh my God! Moving has got to be one of the worst things in the world ever. Especially she had to do it all on her own. What's that?
In Texas.
Yes, in the heat. Oh,
in the heat.
Your poor Jacqueline is the saint. She wanted to nominate you for the I Love You Cool. I think she needs the I Love You as well. But you're almost out. You're almost out of your quarantine.
She's the one who needs it. She's been battling with the two kids. We have a toddler who's completely insane.
I love honest parents. That's wonderful. Well, so what day do you get out then? Do you get to go home?
I got two more days.
Two more days. Oh, that's great. They'll be so happy to see you. Well, the little one, she probably don't remember you by now, but, you know, the older one.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I'm very much looking forward to squeezing her little body.
I bet. Aww. And I'm glad that you didn't get super sick. That was really good. I'm really happy for you.
Well, yeah, me too. I really appreciate the call, guys. You've lifted my spirit.
Oh, anytime. Here's to everybody who's stuck in quarantine right now.
For real.
And it's
real.
Especially you, Patrick. Give those kids an extra hug when you can from us.
I will. Love you guys.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. Love you too.
All right.
Bye.
Don't need money. You keep preempting.
Oh, got it in. You got it in. He got it in. Then you got it in again.
That's right. I feel like you should have taken that opportunity to butt slam him.
Oh, right, and not say anything
back. That was your chance.
That would just be rude, Nick. That's the power of love. It's so weird to.
What? It's crazy timing.
Right?
You know, like, I guess there's no good time to get coronavirus, but.
But not lucky for him, he didn't have to move.
Yeah.
Poor wife, poor Jacqueline's at home going like, this is not on. Can't be mad at him for getting COVID, but.
Now I'm wondering, did you do it on purpose, Patrick? No, not on purpose.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
I'm thinking, now I'm just thinking about the movers of the world, like if a professional moving company.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you, man? You've just decided that's going to be your passion, to pick people up and move them? Because that's the worst thing ever, right? I guess.
Oh, you get paid to work out.
Yeah. If you're moving other people's stuff, is it less of a disaster?
Yeah, it is. And also, because they didn't have to go through and pack all the boxes.
That's the
and
worst.
Then unpacking.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like once...
packing boxes.
Once their job is done, then you're like, all right,
work begins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the just awfulness of
I think
moving.
That's why I have several boxes at my house that I've just never unpacked.
Really?
Yeah.
They say, you know, you should do that. And then if in 2 years you haven't...
What?
You should, like, put stuff away that you haven't used, you know, put it in a place. And if you haven't worn it or used it for, like, a year, then that means you need to set it free. Give it its wings. Tell it to bugger off and go and live in someone else's house.
Yeah. See, you could just steal my stuff because there's so much. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I have never unpacked that I just forgot.
You wouldn't know that you had it.
I'm trying to think of it right now. I'm like, I don't know where, you know, what those things are.
Kung Fu Katie now owns your old Breville sandwich making machine that you got at your wedding and you don't remember. She took it with her when she left.
I think you're joking, but I'm not positive. I'm like, hang on, did I have that? Did I have a sandwich making machine?
I got one at my house. Never used it.
I miss you, bread. Bread would be nice.
Oh, yeah, you can't do bread, can you?
Yeah, a little bit.
God, man, I made my world-famous lasagna again this weekend.
Yeah?
T'was good. T'was very, very good.
How did it become world-famous?
It's like my world-famous mashed potatoes.
Uh-huh.
It's really only world-famous because I give them
the name. You just designated it world-famous?
Yes. Yeah, that's part of its
name.
Yeah, like Megan Thee Stallion. She's not really a stallion.
Wait a minute, what?
I know.
Now you're blowing my mind. She's not an actual stallion?
She's actually a human being.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
101X, Jason and Deb, the Morning X. Matt in D.C. tweets at Jason and Deb, says, we just moved and had the movers leave heavy third floor bedroom furniture in the garage. They stained our new carpet. It's a tough job, but they didn't follow instructions at all.
Oh, dear.
Third floor bedroom furniture.
Oh, fancy.
Is that fancy?
Yeah, I'd love to have a third floor. I'd love to have a second floor.
Yeah. You're still planning on building a second floor, right?
Will you
build a third floor after that?
That would be nice.
I feel it.
No way.
I question the structural soundness of a second floor at your place.
Well, you question away. We had a survey, mm-hmm. and we knew from the beginning that we would need to do some underpinning of the current pier and beam. So it's a known issue, Jason.
Underpinning?
Yes, it's a known issue. They just make some more holes and fill them up with cement. Uh-huh. Something like that. I mean, that's the professional way to do it. You just dig a hole and you pour some cement.
Make some
in
holes, some cement, yeah. Everything's going to be fine.
And then the house won't fall down.
If you say so, man.
Yeah. Good.
We have a $25 Elevated Wellness CBD gift card for you to win on the other side of this break. Hold on.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
We need a contestant right now for a $25 Elevated Wellness CBD gift card. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Does Deb know stuff is coming up now. Go.
Does Deb know stuff? Does she know? Does Deb know stuff? Does she know stuff? Does Deb know stuff? Does she know? Does Deb know stuff? Does she? Probably not.
We have no contestant. I see Nick keeps picking up the phone in there.
Everyone's like, I don't want it. She's too grumpy.
Basically, just I feel like just trying to check and see if the phone works. Hey, look, there we go. There we go.
You got someone?
I knew there was somebody out there.
All right.
Probably, maybe. Are you going to be grumpy all day today? Or
probably.
Is it going to bleed into tomorrow? When is the grumpiness going to stop?
I don't know. How long is a piece of string?
Exactly. However long it is.
Exactly.
That's it. All right, our contestant, hi, Angie.
Hi.
Angie, we're going to ask Deb three trivia questions. You just tell me, does Deb know the answer? Get 2 out of 3, and we're going to give you a $25 Elevated Wellness CBD gift card, all right? All right.
Okay.
Famous memes trivia.
Okay.
Did you do any memeing over the holiday?
I generally don't meme a lot.
You don't, but you're aware of the memes. They come into your life, right?
I'm aware of the memes, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I know all of them.
So again, you just tell me, Angie, does Deb know the answer? Here we go. What celebrity became a meme after they were photographed sitting on a bench eating a sandwich with a sad look on their face? Or a beach. You can even have a bench on the beach. Is it A, Elijah Wood, B, Keanu Reeves, C, Joaquin Phoenix, or D, Leonardo DiCaprio? Do you think Deb knows the answer? Angie?
I'm going to go yes.
It's Keanu Reeves, isn't it?
Is that your final?
Yes, that's my final answer.
Yes, it is Keanu Reeves.
Okay, cool. I remember that. I didn't know it had been turned into a meme.
Oh,
sad guy on his own,
sad
eating
Keanu.
A sandwich.
Yeah. What kind of sandwich?
Maybe it's up to your imagination.
I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah. See, I mean, if it was a good sandwich, perhaps that would end the sadness, right?
A good sandwich sometimes can help end sadness, yes.
Without a doubt. Angie, you said yes, right? That means we just need one more. We're going to give you the tickets. What professional basketball player became a meme after crying at their Hall of Fame induction ceremony? I'm going to say that this is easy enough. I am not going to give you the multiple choice. Do you think Deb knows the answer? Angie?
No.
Oh.
Ooh, I don't know if I do know this one, but for some reason I've got crying Michael Jordan in my head. That's what I'm going with.
Crying Michael Jordan is, of course, correct.
I am.
Very good. Okay. He's now double cried. What was the Kobe thing?
His
memorial.
Yeah.
That kind of killed the crying Jordan. I mean, people still use it, but now it's
was like,
fun.
That was like, yeah, like legit credibility crying, I guess, as where when he was crying at his own Hall of Fame induction, that was
the
greatest look.
I don't know exactly when he cried and what the details of it was, but in my mind, it's good. He was crying about how awesome he was at basketball and how nobody gave him credit for it. And like that just moved him to tears about how awesome he was. And like that's, I don't respect that cry. When you're crying because Kobe's dead, I respect that cry.
Right.
Yeah.
I've cried about how awesome I am at basketball before.
Exactly, and we don't care.
That doesn't, that's not good.
Ooh, do we have a crying Jason Dick picture that we can turn into a meme?
I don't think so.
There's one where you look like you were like pepper sprayed or something.
You just walked down the hallway, that's all.
Yeah.
In the olden days.
All right, Angie, we need this last one if you're going to win. Which CSI spawned the meme of making a crime-related pun while taking off your sunglasses? Is it A, CSI, B, CSI Miami, C, CSI New York, or D, CSI Lone Star? Do you think Deb knows the answer?
I knew that existed.
Angie? I'm going to go no.
I think it's the ginger blokey from Florida. So CSI Miami. David, what's his name?
Caruso.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
Yay!
I mean, CSI Miami is correct. How did you know that he was... does every CSI not have that guy or have some sort of guy? You can only pull your sunglasses off when you're in Miami like that?
That was just his move.
That was just, what he would do, like the, take it off.
Because OG CSI is Gil Grissom. He just likes bugs, and he wears this little fun little vest with all the pockets.
Yeah, I like that guy.
And then New York is Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan. So he just walks around his spaceship legs. And then NCIS New Orleans is Scott Bakula. So he's always just leaping in and out of bodies.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know
that. Maybe that's an NCIS. That might be an NCIS.
You just said NCIS. That's not a CSI?
I think CSI. CSI had one more that didn't.
Isn't one of them in Vegas?
The original CSI is, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why do I know that?
It's no psych, but...
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just imagine a crossover episode with that jackass.
Oh, God.
Angie, what happened? I think we played the game perfectly wrong, right? Hold on just a second. We do have prize for it.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Nirvana's tweets to Jason and Deb says, you guys don't know about the sad Keanu theory?
No.
I don't know about this.
Tell us.
Is there a, what's the sad Keanu theory?
Do you know about it, Nick?
That he was sad, but no.
Right. Romero at ATX says, I can't wait for the crying Jason meme. Nick, get on that. You know, I used to be able to make myself cry. And
how did you realize you had that skill? Trying to manipulate your ex-girlfriend or something?
Well, he had the ability to make everybody else cry. The man. So he tried on himself
coincidentally,
and it worked.
No. I used to do it. I used to be able to do a thing, and I tried it during that song, and I can't do it. Hold on. Everybody,
tell me about your process.
Everybody just pause for a second. Okay. Stop laughing. I can't do it while you laugh.
Sorry. Okay.
It looks like you have no idea how to cry.
Sad things.
Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg trying to show emotion. It just doesn't work.
What are you talking about? I can do it. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. Sadness. Good people. You can't even do it.
I want to do it. I can't do it, man. Hang on. Let me think of a sad thing for a second. Nope.
You have no heart.
It's not going to happen.
You've got no soul.
Your Tesla's broken. Your pool has a crack and is leaking.
See, now you're trying to hurt me for real.
Yeah, don't. I'm trying to help you cry. You wanted to cry.
No.
Don't. Get a good friend.
I don't want to. When I was able to make myself cry, I wasn't actually sad when I was
still magnolias, fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes.
Wait, I don't know. Is that sad or not? I don't know. It lives in the same filing cabinet.
Sort of. Is it in the same? I guess it's in the same place.
It'd be in the same section at the video shop, you know.
Here, you've got a fresh pizza. From Manja, a carnivore deep dish. You're walking back to your car.
Oh, you trip.
And it falls. Just flips over, lands on the ground.
Yeah, lands face
down. You didn't even get a starter pizza.
Yeah, you didn't get anything.
Oh, hilarious. He's bowling. The tears are just streaming, people.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.